Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of The Reflective Aesthetic. As always, we do it every time this week, 10:30 p.m. We're going about an hour and 15. We did an hour and a half last week. If we get really heated, we can go longer. We can go up to 2 hours now, guys. We're premium once again. So we're going to be using these new features out and stuff like that. We're going to take full advantage of it. We got some pretty good ideas. I'm Hans Vianney, and I'm joined here by Andrew Huntington. Andrew, how was your week?
Well, I don't want to give away too much stuff for the good ending segment of the show right now, but needless to say, I'm a little pissed off this week. It's been troublesome. It's been full of nothing but nuisance. It's just not enjoyable. Not enjoyable at all. It's going to be probably a lot of hate-filled rant tonight. That's all I can say about myself. I'm going to be a little angry, probably going off on some stuff. And other than that, man, I guess I... got nothing else to say about the week, but how was yours?
Mine was actually pretty good, actually. It started off pretty bad. Did a little working on Valentine's Day. That was a pain in the ass. We'll get into that a little bit more later. You guys can hear my bitch sessions about that kind of shit a little bit later. It was a fun-filled day as fuck, I'll tell you that much right now. It was pretty shitty. Just to let everybody know, I'm getting a chat room started up right now, so if you want to, if you're on the computer, you want to jump on, the chat room will be live in about 5 minutes or so. So anything you want to talk about, and, you know, a lot of people we get who are shy to come on the radio will definitely see that. They listen to our show and stuff, but they're shy to come on live. We really encourage live callers. If you guys don't want to come on live, that's not a problem. Go ahead and go on into our chat room. It's just opened up right now. It's live. You want to get something on the air, you want to tell someone to piss off, you're pissed off about something, had a shitty week, something, I don't care how long it is, write it to me. Or if you want to email, reflectiveradio@hotmail.com. I check those daily, and we got a couple new ones here, so we're going to go over a couple of those things. But let's go ahead and just get jumped right in. Let's go ahead and get jumped right in on our topics here. Here's the first one that's fucking crazy, okay? I don't know how many people watch Jeopardy that are under the age of 65. It's not too many, let's be honest. So Jeopardy is an old-school thing. Alex, you know, whatever the fuck, this guy, he's old as shit. He does a Jeopardy thing, which is cool, okay? Jeopardy used to be cool. But it's the same nonsense garbage from ever. They just dig up old history books and start reading off the questions out of the back and seeing who the fuck could answer them. Like, who was this guy? It's just ridiculous-ass answers. History books from England they'll just pull out. It's stupid. Anyways, that's not why we're talking about it here. We're talking about it because they've got a fucking computer on it, okay? IBM has made a computer to compete on Jeopardy with the last two winners on there, okay? This makes Jeopardy interesting again. I actually want to watch it to see this fucking stupid fuckbot compete on Jeopardy. I want to see how it answers. Right now, it's leading $35,000, and the next closest competitor has $10,000. He did get the last answer wrong today, so that gives those contestants hope for tomorrow. It's a 3-day event, so humans will still have a chance. If he would have got that right answer today, it would have been out of reach, and the computer would have won. What do you think about that, Andrew?
First off, I'm a stout Jeopardy fan. I always love me a good thorough game of Jeopardy. It's invigorating. It's fun. I love me some Final Jeopardy. It's fun to compete in there. Just ask anyone I've ever watched the show with. Love to answer all the questions. It just makes it fun. But to talk about a computer, I mean, first of all, that's just wow. Wow. Can you just imagine that shit? Someone built a fucking computer that is just responding to questions. That's just amazing right there unto itself. I mean, that shows how far advanced we've come with a lot of certain technology. I mean, obviously, we shouldn't be putting it all into just computer science, but apparently that's what we like to go with it. But we're inventing all these things, these computer systems, and we're putting the shit together. you know, what are we going to have next? That's awesome. I mean, it's an awesome possibility to think of the cool stuff that's going to happen. But, I mean, back to the Jeopardy point. Jeopardy is, you know, that's a hard game. It's not something easy to do. And if a computer's beating, and it's like it's not even beating just two guys. You know, it's beating two guys that have been champion before. We're talking about, you know, Ken Jennings, that guy that won like a million times in a row, and then some other guy that's been a pretty good champion. So it's not like, you know, hey, these are just two fucking jumps off the street. It's not Rosie Perez, and this isn't White Man Can't Jump. You know, she's not sitting on the show trying to fucking answer about teensies and shit. But, no, dude, that's amazing. I really think it's amazing. I mean, you're definitely, you know, you're into the computer end of this, you know, technology world, man. I mean, it's impressive, dude.
It is very impressive. They showed the computer room yesterday on Jeopardy. It's a huge server room equivalent to 20 supercomputers all together. So you got like 20 servers all feeding into this one computer. Now they're saying it's not hooked up to search engines on the internet. It is not hooked up to search engines on the internet. But if you watch the show, how fast this thing gets the answers is fucking ridiculous. So you'd think it's like a search engine in itself, but I don't know. They just downloaded all these fucking answers into this son of a bitch. And of course it's going to ring in faster than anyone else. What does it use, a light pulse to ring in? I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, by the time he's done reading the question, he's already got it. You know, he's already analyzing the question as he's reading it, and it's done by the time it's there. Now, he has got a couple wrong answers. He hasn't got every answer right. He got the Final Jeopardy question wrong tonight, and he got another one wrong the other day about sports. An Olympic athlete, his leg was something, he didn't answer it in the correct form. So, see, the whole thing is about this is answering it in the correct form. It's not about if the computer can answer the questions. We all know if you type into a computer, it's a database, it's going to pull up whatever the fuck you want it to. It's about the computer answering and understanding jargon and having to repeat it in the form of a question and answering like that. That's where the intelligence comes in. There's no intelligence if you just asked it a question and it answered you. That's fucking stupid. That's years and years, 20 years ago. It's retarded. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see. I guess Jeopardy, you know, becomes relevant again for 3 days, which is cool. I mean, I always liked a little bit of Jeopardy here and there. But I want to see him go on the fucking Price is Right and nail all those prices is what I want to see. That's definitely what I want to see. So, you know, yeah, we got new skits tonight too, guys. Don't forget that. We got them all uploaded, a couple commercials coming up. Andrew, you want to lead us right into our next topic here?
Absolutely, man. And, I know it was a discussion we were having the other day. We were sitting there, we were, you know, just bullshitting about some things, and we kind of were talking about how, you know, we know a lot of our friends' dads, you know, we want to call them, you know, old-timers now, but it's like, you know, the guys are mid-40s to, like, early 60s that basically had a chance to go work at a company with no formal education and still make a very decent living and all that other wonderful stuff, and you can't really do that anymore. And what we decided, what, you could do fast food chains, retail.
UPS, that's up to that,
I mean, yeah, maybe UPS or something, but I mean, think about that. I mean, there's no opportunity to sit there and just go, hey, I'm going to go fucking work for the DMV, and the next thing you know, I'm going to be the best corporate guy there. I mean, you don't have that opportunity to move around anymore. And that just kind of makes us think about corporate America into itself, people. I mean, this is a cutthroat thing. Everything from your local church to the Salvation Army, even if they say they are nonprofits, they make profit because they have to pay people.
I'm going
to
break that down.
Yeah, we'll have Mr. Downey break that down. But, I mean, just think about it. I mean, you think those people who are working at the Red Cross are free? Hey, you know what, guy? Mr. Downey, hi. I'm the founder of the Red Cross. What I want you to do is I want you to run this incredibly stressful global business. And you know what? I want you to do it out of the kindness of your heart because, you know what, you have a WWJD bracelet on, and that is what Jesus would do. He would do this for free, and I want you to do this. Will you do this for free? And your answer is going to be, fuck no, go to hell. I'm not going to do all that bullshit. Give me $10 million. Well, okay, well, I guess we can do that too. Ridiculous. Everything is made for money. Everything in corporate America is made for money. And just think about it. You're just a fucking interchangeable part. You are a number. You are 954807. You are fucking 1162119. You are all types of fucking numbers, and that's all you're ever going to be there. All you're ever going to be. They don't care about you at all. They don't care about what kind of person you are. Hey, you know, my daughter or my son is sick right now. Well, you know what? We need you to come in here, and we need you to sell some more cell phones, buddy. You're not selling enough cell phones, and you're not putting on the extra internet plan right now. We need you to go ahead and upgrade people to the 4G right now. They don't give a fuck. They really don't give a flying fuck about anything except bottom line fucking P&L. That's all they care about. And that's the shitty thing about this world nowadays. You want to start your own business, people are like, oh, my God, you're paying me decently? Yeah, well, what's the catch? Everyone's always got to have a catch. I mean, you know, listen to Mr. Downey explain the situation, because it's wonderful the way his employment tries to fuck him out of getting wonderful benefits. It's wonderful. It's corporate America at its finest.
I'll break down all three aspects for you, but I'm going to keep it entertaining. I'm not going to bore you to death with the statistical things. First off, you have to realize that you are a gear in a massive working clock. All you are is a gear in a clock, and you can be taken out and replaced with another gear. If that gear stops working, they just put another gear in you.
Yeah, they're ready.
So that's really, you know, that's what you are. And the clock ticks down until everybody is just fucking worth the shit. We just have robots run everything, or fucking we all just fucking die off. Who gives a shit? We'll find somebody else to replace you. Here's how it works for a nonprofit organization. Let's say myself and Mr. Huntington would like to start a nonprofit organization. In fact, we're going to do it right now, hypothetically. What I'm going to say is I'm going to have a base salary of $150,000 a year. And you, Mr. Huntington, are going to have a base salary of $100,000 a year. All employees will have a salary of $30,000 a year. Now we get you guys to call in and say, hey, you know, we're going to save the children. This is a nonprofit organization. We're saving children in Africa. Please give money, okay? We have to pay for the commercial time. That shit's not free just because we're nonprofit. No, no. Do we have to pay taxes? No, we don't have to pay taxes because we're nonprofit, just like church. But here's how it works. You send in all your money, okay? As soon as I get my 150 grand and he gets his 50 grand and we pay for our commercial time and we pay all the employees in our workspace, whatever money is left over, we send to the children, okay? That's what's called non-fucking-profit. How the fuck? Yeah, you think that you giving $5 is all going to over there? No, they have a system set up to where if you give $5, $4.95 goes into paying everybody's salary and 5 cents goes to that kid to get him that soccer ball that he needs. It's bullshit, okay? And then number two, as far as your employment goes, how they fucking hose you on that shit, is they'll tell you, man, we really need you, we really need you. You're one of the best, you're one of the best. They just keep feeding you with this shit, right? But then they break you down, too. They're just like the fucking military. They build you up, and they break you down. Once you get too high, they break you down. Oh, you're replaceable. We can replace you right now. You're nothing. You're a piece of shit. You know, ooh, we got 750,000 applications online today looking for your job. You're nothing. You know, they break you down like that. And then they tell you to come in, and we need you to come in and do all this extra work and bullshit. And they give you 39 hours, 40 hours. Guess what? The next week, 21 hours. Want to know why they do that? So they don't have to fucking pay you benefits. That's right. You're not worth benefits. You're not worth $120 a month that it's going to cost to cover someone under 30 years old to get benefits. Your family's not worth benefits. You're not. This is a job, okay? We don't offer benefits. Sorry. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Well, guess what? There's hardly any fucking jobs, and you're using it as a fucking cash cow to get all these employees pretty much for nothing. You get the greatest employees in the world right now in regular jobs for nothing, because unless you have a master's degree, and even then if you have a master's degree, it's still not working a lot of times. Oh, I'm sorry, you're overqualified for this position, sir. No, I just want to be, you know, restaurant manager making 50 grand a year. Sorry, sir, you have a master's in business, you're way overqualified. You're going to have to go somewhere else, and he has no job. This job doesn't pay benefits either, sir. Well, what the fuck? Yeah, sorry. Go fuck yourself. Number 18457, you are unemployed now. Terminated. File your unemployment papers and get in fucking line with the rest of us.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely, absolutely. And the people that they have doing this, I mean, it's like, really? You should be working at fucking Disneyland with the rest of the 16-year-old kids trying to tell me to stay in line properly. This is dumb. You hire morons to be in charge of intelligent people. You know what? I am very happy that these fucking Huffy trash bags right here are sold to Huffy trash bags and they need to sit right here on an end cap. That's beautiful. I'm glad they did it. But you know what? They're not selling. If these aren't going to sell, we need to get rid of them. That way we make, you know, money off of them before we discount them because they've been sitting around. So I moved them here in order to make money. And look, we are almost all out of stock without these three. Well, you know, we need to move it back. Why do we need to move it back? I thought the point is to make money. This is a business, right? This is what we're here to do. We're here to make money, right? Well, you know, we're also here to make people happy. And we need to make people happy with our budgets and with people's buying end caps. Are you fucking serious? Are you telling me right now that you would rather me have something sit here on a fucking shelf that we're going to lose money on and blow out on a fucking Sunday discount sale where it looks like a fucking white trash paradise out there, just fucking people coming through? Oh man, these are nice fan blades. I need to get this for my fan. Maybe I can switch these out. These will work perfect. oh, man, look at these fucking used fucking inner tubes right here. Man, they've already been patched. That works out perfect. I need these for my son's bike. Who gives a fuck? Who really gives a fuck? Hey, man, I got a fucking, oh, that's a pallet of fucking torn up manure? Oh, dude, I'll take it. How much will you give it to me? Oh, I'll give you a whole pallet for $35. Awesome. There's fucking 50 pallets on there, and they're all worth $3 a piece. So, you know, you're talking about $50. You're losing a lot of your profit because morons are in charge of shit.
Yeah.
Morons are in charge of shit, and they stop fucking intelligent people from, I don't know, doing what they're supposed to do, being intelligent and living their fucking life. Doesn't matter. Does not matter in corporate America, because 954-807, you need to listen to me right now. If you see this write-up right here, this goes into your permanent file. You do not want your permanent file fucked with. This goes in here, and this will go up to corporate. If you ever want to move up in this company, corporate will read this, and they'll see insubordination in there. What do you think about that? I think you can go fuck yourself, and that is why I am currently in school, because I told fucking corporate America to suck my cock. And you know what? Happy. I'm very, very happy. I'm happy with where I'm at. So, you know, corporate America, here's an early fuck off. Fuck off. I hate you. I really fucking hate you. Starbucks, Subways, all you motherfuckers, I hate you.
Yeah, definitely. And we got one more here. Mr. Huntington is going to lead us into it. One more of the serious type of a talk, and then we're going into our usual, you know, what's going on in fucked off TV land, you know, the stuff they pull the wool over your eyes for, reality TV and shit like that. Andrew, lead us into this next little serious segment.
Last serious segment of the night. Valentine's Day. All right, guys. It's Valentine's Day. Let's go get some candies with some fucking stupid sayings written on them. Who's next? Kiss me. You're the one. I love you. No. No. It is just a cooked up, once again, corporate scam to get money going. Why do we buy into this shit, people? Why? I hate when I go to fucking, when I go the day after Christmas to go look at stuff. They already have Valentine's shit going. It is New Year's Day. And there's Valentine's shit everywhere. Little heart candies, little cupids, red and pink hearts everywhere, fucking banners. It's Valentine's Day already. Already. No, Valentine's Day is in February. You know when it's okay to start marketing Valentine's Day? Maybe near the end of January. Not at the beginning of January, when I'm trying to enjoy the hangover that I got from 2010 on the first day. And when I go to get some aspirin, all I see is Valentine's Day. Guys, we're out there and we think that women want to be romanced on Valentine's Day, that we need to go out and we need to fucking spend money and buy them flowers, we need to buy them balloons, we need to buy them fucking shoes, we need to buy them clothes, we need to take the fancy fucking dinners, we need to do all this bullshit for Valentine's Day. No. No, it's wrong. It is fucking wrong. I am going to stand here and I'm going to stand for it. I don't care if I'm standing for all men, but I'm standing for this man right here. This is ridiculous. I do not participate in Valentine's Day. Ever. I refuse to. It is a fucking super cooked up holiday where people go and sit there and they're in love with the idea of being in love. It's love's birthday. What are you going to do about that kind of shit? I mean, yay, let's go celebrate. You know, it's fucking, people are sitting at home slitting their fucking wrists in their tub because they don't have a fucking Valentine to be. You know, little kids are crying at school because they're fucking ugly or they're fat and no one's giving them fucking little Valentine's Day card or they stink and they go home and they cry to their mom. Oh, nobody wants to do my Valentine. Well, you know what I'm going to tell my kids? Who fucking cares? I'll tell you what. Here's some candy. Go in your room and eat it. Be fatter. I don't give a shit. Because you know what? I'm not gonna put up with this shit. This is ridiculous. Valentine's Day is just, it's horrible. It eats me up on the inside. It's worse than Christmas, I think. It is worse than Christmas because there's so much expectation put into this holiday. Like, oh, man, you need to be at work. Everyone has to work Valentine's Day. You can't have work off because people are going to be in and out getting gifts because it's Valentine's Day. Who fucking cares? Really? Valentine's Day? Are you going to get me something for St. Patrick's Day? That'd be cool. Why didn't I get a present for MLK Day? That would have been awesome. I would have been happy with that.
Yeah, you know what? It's just a cooked-up corporate holiday, you know. I have no problem with, you know, using it as an excuse so that way you guys could go have a date or something, you know what I mean?
Get some pussy.
Or something like that. Hell yeah. You know, that's a good excuse for you guys to hook up and try something fucking totally cool and shit. Like, hey, we've never tried this position. Let's try it. It's fucking Valentine's Day. Fucking awesome. Right on. Thank you, Valentine's Day. Okay? But what I don't like about it is the fact that it's a month and a half after fucking Christmas, and we shut out all of this fucking money for Christmas, then we're supposed to have some magical savings account that fucking kicks in and gives us another $3,000 for fucking Valentine's Day. Now, when you're with somebody, it's a lot different, okay? When you're with somebody, okay, it's an excuse so you guys could go out and, you know, you guys could have a date night. It's pretty much, there's a set date night for you. You guys are going to have a date night, movie and a dinner, or maybe just a movie, or maybe just a dinner, whatever. You know, you exchange cards, and, you know, you guys love each other and everything like that, go to sleep together and everything like that. Awesome. Cool. But for the people who are single, they are fucking running around frantically with the fucking dick in the dirt, trying to put their dick in anything that moves. Hey, do you want to be my Valentine? Hey, I'll take you out to fucking a $3,000 restaurant. I'll buy you a fucking necklace. I'll buy you some earrings. I'll fucking blah, blah, blah. I'll blow you. Fucking, come on. Come on. Stop. Stop it. It's fucking Valentine's Day. They put so much fucking effort into this shit. I love the corny commercials where the guy has, like, gives the girl the little kiss, and he says, "You mean the whole entire world to me. You mean everything in the whole world." And she goes, "It doesn't say that there." And he goes, "No, it says it here." And he shows her this necklace that he spent $4,000 on. Not to mention that this fucking house that they're in is decked out. It's probably worth $750,000 in the $5,000 fridge. What the fuck did you buy this bitch for Christmas? Holy shit. What do you do for her birthday? What the fuck, man? Too much pressure. Just another way for corporate America to make up a little bit more money after Christmas if it wasn't a big Christmas. I just call it horseshit. Fuck off. This damn bullshit, you know? Bullshit.
And, I mean, if you look right now, I guarantee you, if we walk down to the store on right now, live on the show, we walk through anything, Walgreens, Walmart, anything, you know what's going to be up right now? Easter. Yeah, right away. Right off the bat, we're just going to throw Easter up. I bet you know what? I bet they started cross-merchandising Easter midway through, like, probably at the beginning of February. I've seen, you know, I've already seen Cadbury cream eggs just sitting around places like that. And, you know, it's just, you're right, you know, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, you know, by all means, guys, if you're going to go out there and you're using it, you know, you got a chick and you take your chick out and that's the night you want to get some anal, by all means, you know, if you're going to wind and dine your chick and you're going to get some anal out of it, do your thing, have a blast, have fun, make sure you bring a towel, wipe off, because you don't want to be cross-contaminating anything in there at all. I mean, that's not a good idea. But, yeah, the rest of this shit, it's like you need to go out and you need to be extra sweet. You need to be romantic on Valentine's Day. It's like, what happened to just being fucking romantic because you love somebody? You know, like, hey, you know what? I love you. You're a great person. I miss you. I care for you. Hey, you know what? Let me be with you because I love you. Nope, you need to do all this romantic shit. Right? Apparently, that's what's being tailored to everybody nowadays is, you know what? Hey, guys, let's be fancy. You need to see this shit. Welcome to the club. Everyone's a fucking horseshit. But we'll stop our rant on Valentine's Day. We're gonna go into a new skit here real quick. Go ahead and enjoy it. Is it a skit or a commercial? Like, what do we got going on?
This one, we're gonna do the first one. We're gonna do a skit. We're gonna do sort of a quick little football skit.
Oh, okay.
Also, I got something for the callers here. Since we're talking about corporate America and Valentine's Day and holidays, we're gonna wrap this all up. I'm gonna play the skit. When we come back, we're gonna do something we haven't done ever. We just got these new features. I'm going to call the biggest corporate thing in America, corporate America chain. I'm going to dial out live on the air. I'm going to call Walmart, and I'm going to say I'm going to be distressed if they don't have Easter end caps up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call them and make sure their planograms are to spec. That's what we're going to do right after we come back from the break. So I hope you guys don't go anywhere because that's going to be live. Here's our next one.
On MTV's next reality series, Gay in the Mist, we follow the life of All-American high school football player James Goodall in his quest to be manly and fabulous.
All right, guys, there you go. There you go, man. Good run, man. Good run. There you go. All right.
Yeah, man, you can stop rubbing my ass now, dude. Let's back the fuck up.
Hey, calm down, man. Just calm down. I don't want my star running back just running up there with his glutes all torn up. Feels like you got a knot in there. Let me just get it out for you.
You can stop touching my ass now, man. Jesus Christ. So, I mean, if I go out there, I take a fucking hand off, I take a knee in the fucking balls, you gonna gargle my nuts, man?
Hey, look. I'm here to do whatever the team needs me to do, okay? If that means that a little bit of nuts go in my mouth, there's no problem. I'll swallow you if you have to, number 32.
Hey, you clusterfuck berries! Run the next play and stop playing grab ass!
Hey, you know, Jane, I don't like the way you thumb my asshole when you slide up to the center, man.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get dirty in the trenches, man. You're not understanding. When I get behind you and I get center, I've got to get a good feel from you. Plus, when I put my Abercrombie and Fitch towel right over your ass, it looks perfect. It goes right in the center, and when I put it in, that's when you know to hike it.
But man, you put the play clock down and tickle my balls.
I'm trying to throw off the snap count, okay? That's all I'm trying to do. When I tickle your balls 3 times, that means you snap me the ball, okay? I can feel that bulging sack, and I can feel those nice blackberries popping right through those tight jeans. I know when the ball's coming.
Nah, dog. I think you're gay.
What? Gay? Just because I like Abercrombie and Fitch doesn't make me gay, okay, bro?
Nah, that makes you queer. Thumbing assholes, offering to towel people off in the shower, soap on rope on your penis, and pictures of Justin Bieber in your locker, that shit makes you gay, man.
Hey, look, you homophobes can't even take a joke, okay? All I'm trying to do is lighten up the situation a little bit here in the locker room. It's been getting so tense. Why does Abercrombie and Fitch socks and Abercrombie and Fitch underwear, why does that make me gay, okay? I have the hottest girl in the world, and she's right on my stiff cock. And I think you guys are just jealous. You guys are fantasizing about me, thinking that I'm gay, and you want me to fuck you. You want me to fuck you, huh? You want me to fuck you, Ted? Do you see me fucking a guy? Do you? Huh? No, I don't think so.
No, just touching my cock.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, man. Why don't you just fucking bend over? Coach is watching.
All right, so that's a quick little skit there that we did. But as promised, I have got Walmart, our local Walmart here, all locked up. I've got them loaded. I'm going to dial them right now. And I'm going to go ahead and see what they say, if they've got their Easter stuff up already. Easter's not that far away. I'm going to ask them when Easter is, too. So let's see if they know what Easter is, huh? Let's try it right now. Dial here. Yeah, guys, I think this is going to be good. I don't want to leave you with too much dead air. I've never done this before. We're going to be using this a lot on the show.
If it works.
So you guys are on the beta test right now. Calling Walmart right now, our local Walmart. Going to ask them a couple questions here. I'm going to ask them if they get benefits, too.
Does Jesus give you perks or is the Easter Bunny? I want to know.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Four rings already? Five rings. If I was a secret shopper, this is not good at all. Six rings. Seven. Wow, this is not looking good for Walmart already. They're open too, guys. Are you guys open past midnight? Look, Walmart here. I'm guessing they don't get paid too much an hour because they're not picking up.
No, I don't think so. They pick up. They're just happy you're there to buy the $6.99 pair of 30.
Well, I wanted to ask them if they have some for like $5.67. I wanted to know if I could safety check.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think we should just hang up on Walmart.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Walmart didn't answer. That was our first trial run here at Walmart. We know it works. We'll give a call to another store a little bit later on and see what they've got set up for Easter and their end caps. And I'll play around with them a little bit, too. I'm going to joke around with them a little bit. But I just want to see, there's an example, of course, for America. These fuckers didn't even pick up the phone. That was like 15 rings. These fucking cocksuckers don't need your – they don't need you. It's a revolving business store. Do they need my money? No. If you call a small business and that fucker rings more than 5 times, guess what? Somebody's getting in fucking trouble. They're probably getting a write-up because it rang too many times because they need your fucking business. They want your fucking business. Walmart, don't give a shit. They don't care. Don't care at all. Andrew, what do we got?
Well, with that, that's a perfect leadway into our next segment on radical ways to change the world. And this is something that I've actually kicked around, but, just trying to think about. But, What if we all just stopped buying things for a week? Maybe just 1 week. None of us go to the grocery store. None of us go to get gas. None of us go to work. Obviously there's going to be a lot of people who have to go to work. They don't have vacation time to burn. But you know what? If everyone stops going to work, they can't pay you. I mean, I know it sucks, people. I know it sounds radical. Believe me, this is the name of the segment, Radical Ways to Change the World. But if all of us didn't spend money for a week, we'd fuck some shit up. This is you got to remember, this is a consumer economy. All these companies rely on your money. They rely on your money, and they want to milk you dry for it. They just want to take you, bend you over, fuck you, squirt jizz on your back, and then they want you to give them $150 for it. Maybe that's dominatrix. Maybe that's what being a dominatrix is, or maybe, I don't know, maybe a gay prostitute. I don't fucking know. But maybe I don't want to be a John. And I just think that we should all do something like this. I think that the possibility to show corporate America who we are, to show everything, the government, everything, who we are. What are they going to do to stop us? Hey, guys, you need to go out and spend money. You need to go to McDonald's. They're pissed off. They're not going to make their third quarter profit budget. Oh, man, we're not going to get any fucking bonus money now. Who cares? Fuck your Big Macs. Fuck going to get your prescriptions a couple of days in advance if you need prescriptions. But I think that we all, across this country, I wish I could get a message to every person in this country. We should not buy anything for a week. We should go on strike from the economy for a week and show people that, hey, look, this economy depends on us. If you guys aren't going to work with us, you guys aren't going to help us out, you guys aren't going to give us jobs, you know what? We're not going to give you our money. You need our fucking money, and we need a way to make money. So what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you guys doing? My roads are shitty. I cannot drive down a road in California without it being bumpier than fuck. I feel like my car is going to fall apart. Hey, ironically enough, it might have fallen apart, right? Oh, but this is fucking horseshit. You try to drive anywhere. Bumpy roads. There is not a smooth fucking road anywhere in California. And if it's not smooth, it's not paved. It's all fucking dirt. You know what? We need to do this, people. Radical Ways to Change the World, number one. We need to go on strike. We need to show them that we are the people. We have the right to protest. We have the right to be active. We have the right to unify. We need to get together and show these people what's going on. You know what? Maybe we need to get a good spokesman and get a hope message out. Something like that might get us going.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we all had those emails before where it's like, don't buy gas for, you know, don't buy gas today because that will really show them. Well, it will really show them, but they know that it's a resource that you need, so it doesn't fucking matter. No, we don't need 20 quarter pounders. We don't need McNuggets. We don't need this kind of shit. So shit that we don't have to absolutely have, we don't have to go buy there. And then the corporate America starts to go down. I always tell people, I don't really like Walmart buying stuff at Walmart, and it's not because it's huge corporate America, that's number one. But they sell a lot of items in there you can't buy a lot of places. It's just not safe. It's just not a safe fucking place. And I was hoping I could get a Walmart representative on the phone so I could talk to him and see how the safety level was, if there was a what the terror alert was tonight, if it was a red or a green or a yellow tonight. I was going to ask him, hey, is the terror level here at Walmart yellow, or are we in danger? Or am I safe to go ahead and come into your parking lot with my daughter? Or I probably shouldn't do that because I'll probably get carjacked and fucking mugged for the $8 I have in my pocket because I'm trying to go fucking buy a thing of vitamins. You know, some places you don't go at night, and we've discussed it. That's one of them. You don't go there. It's not a safe place to go. But, you know, yeah, we got to start doing something here. We can't just keep, you know, rolling over. Okay, you know, at a point, you're going to say, you know what, enough is enough. I don't need your shit. Fuck you. Eat a dick. Go fuck yourself. I'm not buying your shit. Your product sucks. I can get it somewhere else. It might be 20 cents more, but guess what? It's a clean place. It's a safe environment. That place is called Target. Come on. It's called Target. It's the same fucking thing as Walmart. Everything's 20 cents more. Your fucking $1.50 that you're going to save is not worth your fucking life outside of Walmart, okay? People have died outside of Walmart. I don't remember the last time somebody got shot outside of Target. It's just how the world works. Don't go to fucking Walmart.
Absolutely. So what's your idea? What's a radical way to change the world?
A radical idea here that I have to change the world. My radical idea, I don't like the 10K and the 5K walks and all this kind of stuff is all great. But we saw a real big radical way to change the world when you saw Egypt gather all those people, okay? Now, protests we've already seen is demonstrated, and it works very, very well. If we really want to get some shit done, and if I was a state worker, I would get every fucking state worker that there was, every single one, and all form the biggest gosh damn fucking picket and go right outside of Sacramento. Say, get a fucking budget done, you dumb pieces of shit. We've been working on it for a year and a half and you have no budget done. Hello, we're all of your workers. Every fucking DMV is closed today. Every fucking water plant is closed today. So, yeah, you could fill it with temp jobs, but you ain't going to do it today. What are you going to lose in one day?
okay? I mean, that's a radical way to change it. Another radical way is if somebody could organize at, you know, some place. The problem is people, not everybody goes with it because they know people have to have these jobs. They need it. They feed off of it. They have to. But if you can get enough people, even if they're unemployed, to all storm up somewhere and say, hey, you know, this is BS. We need to get something in writing. We need to be taken care of. We need benefits here at our job. And they all wrote a letter to their corporate office, and everybody wrote a letter in all of the whole entire corporation. Let's just say, for example, you worked at Stater Brothers and you didn't get benefits. If everybody from every Stater Brothers wrote a letter to corporate, guess what? Not all of you are going to get fired. It's not going to happen, okay? Stater Brothers is union, so that's not going to happen. Better example, maybe even Del Taco. If every employee from Del Taco ever all wrote a thing to corporate and kept writing one every single month about benefits, they might have to change their policy a little bit on benefits. They might. It's just one small way to get them thinking, like, well, fuck, you know. It's probably pretty shitty that the fact that we make multi-millions of dollars a year and we can't pay out one-tenth of that percent to help these people get benefits. So, you know, pretty shitty. With that, I have a caller on the line. Caller 2-1, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey!
What's up,
Hello, you there? You're there, Roberto.
Yeah, yes. I hear you talk. First, let me say, if you need to go to Walmart, call me. I protect you. I go with you, you know? It's fine. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, if you've got an extra Raiders jersey, we'll be okay.
I don't need Raiders jerseys. I got two guns.
Well, see, any place that I'm trying to go at nighttime and buy, like, acne pads, and I need two guns to walk in there, too,
yeah.
I'm not very safe.
My two guns, left and right, okay?
Oh, all right, I got you. You're carrying the big firearms on your shoulders there. Shoulder cam.
Yeah.
Nah.
I got a computer, and... You know, online, I am chat room asking for you, and I know I see you.
Oh, well, you know what? You brought up a good point, because I was trying to refresh the chat room there, and my chat room kind of got, for some reason, they took it off. I was trying to get another one loaded up here. It wasn't loading up. I'm sorry about that, Roberto. Thank you for letting me know that, because I was wondering. I was like, man, maybe nobody's in the chat room. I don't understand why they wouldn't be. A lot of times... You know, people want to be in the chat room because they don't want to talk on the air, but chat room was open, and it just, closed out. So I'm opening it up again right now. Thank you for making us aware of that. And
that's Roberto if he has me.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Roberto,
yeah.
I was thinking this week that did you have any other questions? Because, I mean, last week we played Stereotype or Truth. Did you have any more questions for we'll let Hans and I be the white representatives for this, I guess, because, all we know is a bunch of white people, right? And Germans.
Okay.
And...
Well, first question is, okay, you talk about corporate America, and, okay, I get it's hard. First, if you say it's protest, it's more a statement. I behind you. Tell me I'll get all the Mexicans, all of them. They believe in me. I get followers, you know, like cult or church.
Hell yeah. You can start your own cult, and you can tell them, Roberto, you can call it the cult of the sombrero or the aguaro cactus. I don't even care what you call it, but if you tell people they need to give you money, people are stupid enough to just give you money. You should try it.
Yeah, I know. You know, I can say I need to feed children in Mexico. You know, I get lots of money.
You could say you're starting a soccer team, and I guarantee you'll be a billionaire.
I don't play soccer. I run, but I know I exercise much.
I'm trying to exercise thing a little bit more myself. Yeah, you know, you got to take care of ourselves in our old age here, Roberto. We got to, we're not young bucks anymore. I remember when, guys like you and me used to go out, we'd find 7-8 fine senoritas in the night, just a little, go do what we have to do, and then... Nope, 5 o'clock in the morning rolls around for good.
I just still find them. They just know. They know I like me. You know.
Hey, there's nothing like there's some good date rape, buddy. There's nothing like a good date rape. I don't. It's called Spanish fly in Mexico, right?
Yeah, see, it's la Spanish fly.
Spanish fly. I've seen that in some
like sometimes when I've gone to a concert or something like that, I'm really hammered, right? And I go into the bathroom, I'm taking a piss. It's like 50 cents for Spanish fly, and I've always wanted to buy it, but I've just been a little bit too scared to buy Spanish fly out of the bathroom.
That's not it, that's a candy.
Oh, Spanish fly candy.
I know, because I buy one time, and I get girls, and she say it was really sweet.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's...
You know?
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Well, thank you for your input on that, Roberto. Roberto, we'll be right back with you. We got one more caller here coming on. I've got him live. 6-5, you are on the air live. What's going on, 6-5?
Yeah, I'd just like to call in to say, can't we all agree that Obama's the worst thing that's ever happened to this country?
Well, you know, that's a good point. We're definitely going to do a whole entire segment just on, like, news, politics, all that kind of stuff. But we won't get too deep into it right now. But he is probably one of the worst ones. And I'm not saying, you know, as far as his presidential stuff goes and his views, he has his views and he's trying to do what he's going to do. Okay. But what I don't like is the fact that he has these things and they pop up on fucking Yahoo about who his list is of Super Bowl invites. And he invites J-Lo and Mark Anthony and shit. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a shit, okay? I don't care that you like basketball and you can name the final four. Shouldn't you be doing something else instead of watching the Final Four and worried about steroids in baseball and, these football players need to get paid money? Are you a fucking sports analyst or are you the president of the United States? You're a fucking president. Do the president's job. Let fucking ESPN and fucking Scott Van Pelt do his job, okay? Scott Van Pelt's got it under control. He doesn't need President Obama to get his back when he goes to Aaron Rodgers' house and says, hey, you need a new contract. I'm President Obama. I'm your fucking agent. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, can we agree on that? You still there, Colin? Colin. And I think we lost him. I don't know how we lost him. Unfortunately, we did lose him. But thank you very much for calling in. I didn't get your name. I'm sorry about that there, buddy. We'll get you back on. If you call back in, 310-634-1952. If you guys have anything to say, you want to get on in anything, you know, why don't you just get on in here, call in, go into the chat room, hit me up. I'm in there right now. Roberto's in there right now. So you guys let me know what you got. 9-7, I have you back here. I don't know if you wanted to get back on the air. 9-7, are you there? No. Drop them again. I don't know if it's a Blog Talk error or if that's actually, it looks like it could be a Blog Talk error, unfortunately. And if it is, I'm going to get really pissed because we paid for this fucking service. And if it's not working, I'm going to have some fucking hell to pay with Blog Talk Pussy Radio. Anyways, going back into there, I'm sorry we dropped your call. If you call back in, we'll get right to you. Andrew, what else we got on the ticket?
There's something that really annoyed me the other day. I had a moment to pause, catch my breath, and I decided to sit down and watch a little TV. I'm flipping through the channels, and I see a whole special about Charlie fucking Sheen. What has Charlie Sheen ever done for this world? Can anyone answer that question for me, please? I mean, I can, the only movies I can name that have Charlie Sheen in them are fucking Men at Work. Shit.
Was he in Young Guns or no? That was his brother.
No, I think his brother was in Young Guns. Oh. What was Hot Shots? He was
in Hot Shots Part 2.
Okay, Charlie Sheen has been in three movies that are between Hans and I that we can actually fucking remember. Charlie Sheen spends so much money on hookers and cocaine.
Yeah.
He, you know what? I don't even know. You know, I shouldn't even talk shit about Charlie Sheen. This shouldn't even be a rant about Charlie Sheen.
Look at the American Dream.
You know, I am. I'm going to officially change my stance on my own rant right now. I was going to go into Charlie Sheen, how this guy's getting worshipped. But you know what? This guy is such a fucking pimp. This guy goes out and he pays fucking hookers and he chokes them the fuck out. He's like, hey, bitch, I'm Charlie fucking Sheen. Haven't you ever seen Men at Work? Or the Trash Man? You know what? He goes and chokes fucking bitches. He hangs out with Hattie Flies. He fucks all of this bitch's stock. Nails him, tears a bunch of money, and throws cocaine everywhere. He makes just rain. It's a big powder rain. And he makes bitches sniff cocaine all off his fucking golden marble floors. He's like, bitch, you need to get this off. And then he puts lines of coke right down his fucking cock. And I'm sure they get sucked off and snorted right off. Charlie Sheen is living the American dream. He is banging sluts. He is doing drugs. And he's getting paid by the Christian Broadcasting Network to make sure he does all this stuff. Two Men and a Baby, Charlie, keep it up. Whatever your fucking your show is. I don't even know what it's called. Two and a Half Men, that's what it's called. Two and a Half Men, Two Men and a Baby. I was thinking of Tom Selleck.
It's like the same shit.
It's the same premise, probably.
But Charlie Sheen plays himself on the show.
And Charlie Sheen does play himself on the show. This is not a far-fetched cry, I guess, for Charlie Sheen. He must be playing a fucking cokehead womanizer.
Yes,
yeah. You know what, Charlie Sheen, you are officially, you're starting to rank up on my hero list. I would, someday, guys, you know what? Epic rap battle of history, guys. If you are listening right now, hopefully you guys will catch this some way. You guys might need to do a battle between Chuck Norris and Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen can't.
Charlie Sheen's getting up there, guys. He's pretty lethal. Nothing can keep Charlie down. Syphilis, cocaine, hookers, getting busted by the fucking government for fucking a prostitution ring. Nothing. Nothing keeps Charlie Sheen down. It could be an epic rap battle, I think.
You had a perfect idea for a shirt there.
Well, I don't know what you said. It's something about something blah, 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 and then Charlie Sheen was the end. Living the American dream.
Like Charlie
Sheen. And have a picture of Charlie Sheen on the t-shirt. That's a fucking beautiful t-shirt idea right there.
It is.
I mean, dude, this guy, okay, he got in trouble this last time he got in trouble because this 18-year-old porno bitch or whatever went to his house and was like, oh my gosh, Charlie Sheen had fucking boatloads of coke all over the place and they were all doing coke and then, yeah, well, what bitch, what are you there for? What did he pay you to come for? He paid you to come and fucking blow him. He paid you to be the vacuum cleaner of his cock and snort all the... I'm sure you snipped 5 or 6 lines of coke off of his cock and then you got paranoid. You're like, holy shit, what did I just do? I got to go tell the cops that I just snipped coke off of Charlie Sheen's cock. And they were like, yeah? Well, guess what? We have 750 people in line that have also done that, so go ahead and follow your request form and watch him on Two and a Half Men. He's a great role model on the show, isn't he? I mean, dude, this guy is grade A material. Charlie Sheen fell asleep in a dumpster one time. They found him in a fucking dumpster, passed out. They're like, dude, what the fuck's going on? He's like, I don't know. I was tanked. Dude, how is this guy even alive? He has the insides of fucking a machine, dude. It's just alcohol oils his machine, dude. Alcohol, coke, and hookers. And that's all he needs to lift. Amazing, Charlie Sheen. Amazing.
Alcohol, coke, and hookers is actually, I would consider that quite a hell, and that's a hell of a diet right there, my friend. I think that's a way that all men should survive in this world. I mean, a little coke, a little hookers. I mean, come on now. I mean, Roberto, we'll get you on. Let's see what you have to say. What do you think, Roberto? Coke, hookers, and alcohol, a great way to survive life.
Yes, he's my idol. I have 8 by 10 of him in my wall.
Oh, dude, that is, you know what, he is. He's an American icon. He really
yes.
is.
I love his movies. He's in many movies, you know, like Major League, Navy SEAL, Hot Shots.
Major League? I forgot about Major League. You know what? I forgot. He was the Wild Thing.
I found in a yard sale. A kid movie is called Three Musketeers.
Oh, crazy, crazy.
He was in that movie, too. And, All Dogs Go to Heaven, too, you know, numero dos.
See, the only thing I know Charlie Sheen being in is hookers. That's really, I mean, it's like, hey, it's Candy, Mindy, and Sally, and it's starring Charlie Sheen's cock. That's the only, those are the only movies I know Charlie Sheen from.
Why, he made porn?
I'm sure he's made some fucking porn. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure Charlie Sheen has a fucking If Charlie Sheen was a new upcoming star right now and he was still doing all this stuff, he'd be famous off all of his sex tapes. I mean, he'd be like the new Kim Kardashian, except a guy version. Times a thousand. He'd be Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan, all rolled into one. Because no one does that shit like Charlie Sheen.
Send me in my email, okay?
Maybe it's because his brother Emilio Estevez was in Young Guns and he was such a fucking badass with his dad, Martin Sheen, that nobody gives a fuck what Charlie Sheen does. It's kind of like the Baldwin brothers. There's always one that you don't know. There's one that's fucked up. I don't know if it's Alec or Billy or the other fuck. But anyway, all these fuckers, there's always one that's way fucked up on these Baldwin guys. I don't know which one. One of them looks like he literally just woke up in a bed of heroin, and he just fucking came out of a bath of heroin, dude. Oh, God, dude. This guy looks fucked up all the time, dude. He does. He looks like he just ran away from the next scene in the next Saw movie every single time. That's kind of like Charlie Sheen does, you know? Charlie Sheen just wakes up every day. He doesn't even have a hangover anymore because every day he wakes up, that's his life. It's a hangover, you know, type of life. It's awesome. Good job, Charlie. we're going to go right into our next one of our skits here. Guys, take a listen. Maybe I'll try to get another corporate chain on the line here when I get back.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bros. We're going to party, bro. I'm taking you all to Peaches, bro. I just won the Atlanta Grand Prix, bro. 50cc. That's right, bros. You bitches want to see daddy's dick? That's right. You ain't got shit on me, bro. 50cc. Whoa.
Hey, bro.
What's up, bro?
Are you a 50cc champion, bro?
That's me, bro. You want to kiss my trophy?
No, bro. I'm going to take it. My kid was in that race. He's 7 years old, bro. You're 43, bro. What's up, man? Give me that trophy, bro. I'm going to go give it to my kid. You're a chump, bro.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, bro. Some people are born winners, and some kids like yours are born losers, bro. If you can't get with the program, step up. Sorry, little man. Maybe daddy will take you to McDonald's. You ain't got nothing on me, bro. You know? You see me?
Hey, stop picking on my kid before I beat you up, bro. I ain't playing with you, bro. I'm going to grab that trophy and shove your ass, bro. I ain't playing with you. Don't talk to my kid like that, bro. I'm going to mop you up, bro. Oh, here's my buddy Jeremy Stewart. He's coming right now, bro. He's helping me.
Check it, bro. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Are you chill or what, bro?
You picking on seven-year-olds, bro?
Nah, bro. I was just showing him my trophy, seeing what he could have if he works hard. Something you know nothing about, because I'm from Fountain Valley, and I had to work hard to get everything I got.
Oh, bro, let me tell you how we do it in Temecula. Maybe I should roll to Fountain Valley on my dirt bike, bro, riding wheelies all the way, bro. With my fucking No Fear flag flying off the back, bro, I'll get to your fucking house and show your kid my dick, bro, and then he'll see something he's never seen before that his daddy doesn't fucking have, bro. How big is your fucking tank top, bro? Medium?
Yeah, it is. You like how it fits me?
Nah, bro. It looks too big on you. You need to fucking gain some weight, bro. Go eat some fucking KFC or something.
Look, bro. You're going to be sorry, bro. When I get sponsored by FMF and Metal Militia, you guys won't have shit on me, bro. I'm going to go drink Natty Ice right now and party with strippers at Peaches, bro. Because I just won the Adelanto Grand Prix, bro. I'm big time now. You guys are little. You guys are little time. You ain't got shit on me, bro. I'm getting sponsored by Code Red Mountain Dew. Then I'm going to be in the X Games. And then I'm going to show up Travis Pastrana, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, you're living in a brotastic fantasy right now. Look at you, bro. You have no gear on. You have no fucking bandana, bro. Look at your Liberty spikes. You call those spikes, bro? It looks like you fucking strung together a comb over, bro. You don't even look like you're fucking... You got no tattoos, bro? Where's it at, bro? Where's it at? Look. Nah, bro. You don't even got skinny jeans on, bro. Your tank top's not tight enough. You got no fucking muscles, bro. And you're hustling seven-year-olds. You need to step off, bro. You need to get the fuck out of here before my boy whoops your ass, bro.
Bro, you guys, you know what? You guys can all go fuck yourselves, bro, because I'm going to go eat me a fucking ham sandwich right now, bro. I'm going down to Peaches and get me two of the nastiest strippers you could see, bro. And if you guys aren't chill, then screw you. But if you guys want to come and come and see how real men party, then come with me. Here, you can have my spike belt, bro.
Oh, no, bro. If we're going to go chill with some strippers, bro, you know I'm always chill, bro. You know, it's... Bros before hoes, bro.
Let's do it, bro. Come on, bro. You're invited, too. Tell your son to come. I'll give him 50 cents so he can throw it at this cheap little whore, bro.
Sounds good, bro. You know, I'm pretty cool with the guy at Peaches, bro. I'm sure he'll be down with it.
Hell yeah, bro. We'll go see who's DTF, bro.
And with that, we're back. The reason why we even do... That's our second one in a row of the bro skits is because of the fact that Southern California is in a little crisis here. And it's being oversaturated with bros everywhere, every bro gear, all the time. And it's just kind of funny, like the stuff that you see on the TVs, if you've ever seen, oh, God, I can't remember the reality show. It's like, oh, is he a tool or some dumb shit like that or something like that. But all those guys in there are bros. Like, yeah, bro, what's up? And they have all this stuff, and they talk about all this shit on these kind of shows. And these reality shows, they have another one, My Life is Extreme or something, where it's like wives or girlfriends of people who do extreme sports and shit. And it's just kind of funny to see. Like, all these guys are just broed out. Just fucking, yeah, I'm broed out. I'm the coolest motherfucker alive. It's just fun.
You know what? I think I got an answer for the bro phase. I think all the bros are just all the white kids that used to be winners. I think that's all that happened. I mean, it's really, guys. Maybe it's what little white America wants to latch onto, but I mean, walking around, I mean, thinking you're really badass on the spot. I mean, oh, dude, you got a bandana. Awesome. You tied it around your head. That's pretty tight. Oh, man, look at that bandana. It's hanging out of your pocket. You're the baddest motherfucker ever. Oh, you treat women like shit? Oh, right. Like, let's go 1950s. You know, Hans is right. There is a very big oversaturation of this. If you're really taking that much time to go to the gym and make sure your hair is spiked perfectly and you have to go dye it black and all this other wonderful shit, there's a little problem. There's a problem somewhere in that little fucking story. And it's getting kind of scary. I definitely think that these are well due, well timed. We need to make fun of these people because they are just, they're just getting in the way, you know, and fuck bros. You know what I'm saying? No one cares about your metal militia tattoo or your how you have a Monster Energy tattoo on your chest because you fucking drink Monster every time you go fucking ride your dirt bike and fucking pop ollies on your skateboards. No one really fucking cares. But, I don't know. I guess maybe we should start our own fashion. What do you think? Maybe we can call it, maybe we can call it like, we can call it Space 19 Fashion? So, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll have a clothing line. It'll be called the Mullet Militia. And I'll just have a mullet everywhere, and fucking I'll have mullet militia and fucking shirts and shit. It'll be fucking badass, and everybody will fucking rock that shit. We'll have our own little lingo, and we'll drink Coors Original. We won't drink Natty Ice. We'll drink Coors Original, because we're fucking OGs and shit.
It's the banquet of
the
beers.
The banquet of beers, motherfuckers. What's up? But, no. Moving on to another topic. You want your little reality TV dose update? Here it is. There's some Grammys and some shit like that. I'll just go quick through this because I really don't give a shit. But it's new, so we got to kind of zig it out. Grammys, Eminem won Best Rap Album. I don't know how much that means. I liked the CD. I don't know if anybody else did, but hey, it was a good CD or whatever. Other than that, there were some no-name fucking bands that won some things. And the performances really sucked Fat Cock. There wasn't very many good ones. Christina Aguilera, for the second week in a row, fucked up as she fell down the stairs or fell on her ass again as she tried to get up for the opening act.
Because she's gaining some weight.
She is gaining some weight, and she just got that divorce. Maybe she was looking for a Valentine, trying to get a little bit of dick, you know, going back to the old genie in a bottle days, something like that.
I'm a genie in a bottle.
Yeah, somebody's going to put their genie in her bottle, and she's all pissed off. So she fell down the stairs again, and she fucked up royally. But, you know, yeah, anyways, the rest of the Grammys went on, and there were some people, a lot of people lip-synced, and they had Justin Bieber up there, and Justin Bieber didn't win, so the Bieber fans wanted to storm storm the gates. The only problem is most of them are about 4 feet to 4.5 feet tall, and one bouncer could take out the whole entire army with a clothesline. So they stopped that shit right away. He had Usher come on with Justin and do a little thing, and I realized that, you know, Usher tried to sing live, but he didn't do a very good job. He was out of breath. I mean, I don't really give a shit. I mean, these guys suck. It's all about, like, a popularity kind of contest, but they had a couple of the unknown bands win. There was actually two people that actually did bands instead of just a lot of synthesized shit that was there. I wish I could remember both of their names of the bands. They actually played with real instruments, something that you hardly see anymore. Real instruments. That's right. They're not extinct. There's actually bands that still play with instruments, and it was pretty cool to see. They didn't do too bad of a job, actually. They played live, and it was pretty cool. It's pretty sad when the country Western artists are the best artists performing at the Grammys. Country is not one of my favorite musics, but when they have the most talent, we're in a sad state of trouble. Berto, you're back.
Hello.
Roberto, did you see the Grammys?
No, I not like Grammys, okay? I like young women, not Grammys.
Well, that's good that you didn't see the Grammys. That is excellent. Roberto, do they have any awards for, like, the Telemundo or anything like that for those kind of actresses? Best Mariachi Band of the Year or something?
Yes, they do. I know I watch it much because I know, like, a TV, it ruins your mind. You know, it's too much crap.
That is true. It is filled with a whole bunch of shit. So you're telling me that you're not going to watch X-Men Season 2 on Netflix today?
No, I sorry, no. Maybe online, but not a TV. No. I do it like a Glee. The last singing Glee.
One of the gayest new shows I've seen. It.
It's okay. They have nice girls then.
Oh yeah, maybe if I put it on mute, then I can watch Glee.
You know, Roberto likes a young little white girl.
Yeah, Roberto, got those young white girls. What the fuck, Roberto?
Well, you asked last time if I have question about stereotype of truth. I have a few for your white people, okay?
Okay. Shoot away.
Okay. First, is it true you know a jump? You cannot jump?
We cannot jump. That is an awesome stereotype. Andrew, handle that.
I've known some white boys that can fucking get up in my days, and I don't know how we classify Blake Griffin. I mean, he looks kind of white, and he looks kind of black, so, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say that he's got some white in him, and that guy could fucking jump, man. That guy gets the fuck up. But can for in a general population, can white people jump? The answer is no. That is the truth.
Okay.
They can ice skate, though.
Ice skate.
Yes, we can ice skate like a motherfucker.
We were born ice skating.
What's that?
We came out of the womb ice skating. Like, as soon as we were born, we had to ice skate. Yeah, we had to. We had to ice skate.
Which brings me to next stereotype or truth. Can you dance?
Can white people dance?
Hey, I'll let you handle that one.
Hey, I know. I'll tell you this right now. I can dance, okay? I can, and I like to dance, okay? I might be a rarity or an oddity, but I like dancing. I've always enjoyed it. It's something that I like. But in a general consensus, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say no. And you want to know why, Roberto? This is why. Because they just came out with another game, you know, like these video games, Kinect Dance and shit like that. You know, obviously, most of the majority of white people can't dance because we're the majority of the people who buy it. And it even intrigues me because I'm like, ooh, I'll learn a new dance. And it's like, wow, if you could really dance, you'd just go to the club and do these dances because you already could. But we don't want to look too stupid, so we'll just do it in our house.
Yeah, well, we play video games.
Yeah, we're still playing video games. We'll just do it in our house. So, yeah, no, for the most part, no.
Okay, second. Do you all play golf?
What is that? I'm sorry.
Do you all play golf? Golf?
Horse?
Do we all play horse?
No, let me type. Golf.
Do we all play? Let's see. I'll get you up in the chat so I can see exactly what that is.
Golf.
There we go. Okay. Do we all play golf? I don't play golf, Andrew. I have played before, and I suck at it. Andrew, are you getting good at golf?
I'm good at the getting drunk part. I mean, that's about the easiest part I have going on when I go try to play some golf. Golf is not a natural sport for me. Neither is riding a horse, playing polo, tennis, bowling. Bowling, you know what? Bowling, yes. Bowling, I would have to say. That's white people all can bowl, because that's all we do. We like to go get our fancy bowling balls, hang out with our old ladies, and go bowling and see if we can bowl 300. But all white people play golf? All the rich people, a lot of the rich people in the world are white, and rich white people like to play golf. I'll say it's 50% true.
Okay. And
last one.
Okay. This is, don't get mad, okay? This is what I heard and what I see, okay? All white, majority of white man on Megan's Law website is white.
What?
Megan's
Law website is white.
I search and I see in my area white, black, white, brown. No, it's all white.
Yeah, you know what? And crime has its stereotypes, and I you know what, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, Roberto. I think a lot of white people are child molesters. A funny story for you, our high school basketball coach, Hans and I played high school basketball together. He used to yell at Hans and I because we were punk-ass teenagers, so we sagged our pants like we were gangsters. And he used to yell at us to pull our pants up all the time, but he ended up going to jail because he was molesting a child, a young boy to be more specific. And, kind of makes us wonder now if he was really wondering if our pants would fall lower or if he could take us and show us some new stretching techniques.
No, you guys are funny. I just asked because, you know, okay, maybe because white men are dumb. They get caught. I mean, Mexicans, they never get caught. We've been in this country for many years, never get caught. You run.
That's true. You guys are very good at hiding.
Yeah, a key Sierra is the perfect time to go fuck somebody.
Well, listen, if we just kept a lookout for a whole bunch of pinatas and shit, I'm sure we could find a whole bunch that don't belong,
Any accordion and synthesized piano, and I guarantee we'll find at least one 15-year-old girl going home with Bucket Felipe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in Mexico, 15 is fine to marry. It's fine in Mexico.
Yeah, that might be fun over there. It's definitely not cool over here unless you're, what's that guy who did Great Balls of Fire?
That's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, apparently. He was a sick mofo right there, so.
Roberto, I got something to ask you now. I don't know because this is a stereotype thing, and a lot of white people love NASCAR, and NASCAR is coming back. And right now, I want to hear from you. Do Hispanic people love NASCAR, or is that predominantly just a redneck white sport?
NASCAR? Oh, no. I know I watch NASCAR. It's kind of dumb. You see cars
exactly.
go circles all day. All day? Why? Why?
Oh, look at Jimmy Johnson go. Look at number 48. Oh, here comes Jimmy Johnson. Oh, here comes Kurt Busch. Oh, look at that boy skiing right by. He's going to do some drift draft moves right
there. First, let me say, why no Mexican driver? If there's a Mexican driver, could we watch? Do you know?
You know what? There is a Spanish driver. I did see there's some guy called, like, Juan Pablo Montoya or something like that. He's not
for Mexican. I will get support group and we cheer. We go NASCAR when he races.
Hell yeah, we'll all go. From what I understand, he used to be a Formula One racer. So he used to drive race cars, not NASCARs, but the kind of shit that goes like 300 miles per hour.
Okay.
The real race cars. And you know what? NASCAR pisses me the fuck off. I do not know how people can sit there. I can't even get drunk and watch NASCAR. Even when I'm sitting there, like, I can't watch baseball on TV. If I go to a ball game, though, I can eat hot dogs, I can fucking eat fucking Cracker Jacks, drink beer, get fucked up, have a good time, and then almost get hit by a baseball. At NASCAR, you go and you watch cars drive in a fucking circle. That is not a sport. If you tell me a NASCAR driver is an athlete, I'm also going to tell you that fucking anyone who masturbates more than twice a day is a fucking athlete. This is ridiculous. Seriously, dude. I mean, dude, astronauts piss in their suits, too. Are they athletes? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Look, the NASCAR thing, yeah, I get it. Rednecks love it. But you know what? I drive about 75 to 100 miles every week, and that makes me an athlete right there.
Yeah, it does.
I drive my car like that. Sometimes I go fast.
Sometimes you sit in traffic for 2 hours. That makes you an athlete.
I'm an athlete because I drive like that. That's awesome.
That is awesome. I love it. I love it.
So, yeah. So we've got about 10 minutes left on the show here. We're going to play our last skit here, and we'll come into our final segment of Fuck Offs, and we'll try to get the ninja on for his little segment here.
Step right up, ask Mr. Linux anything. He will answer you if he can't, you win a large prize. Come on, step right up.
All right, I got one for you. When did I lose my virginity?
Well, considering the fact that you're a fat fuck, and you probably haven't seen your dick in 10 years, that would put you right at 27. Before that you were a World of Warcraft queer who masturbated 5 times a day. And you got lucky that a chick liked World of Warcraft and she blew you.
Fucker. He was right on the money. Okay, you got me on that one. How much do I weigh then?
About the same as 1900 quarter pounders with cheese, you fat shit. Who is next?
I got one for you. Okay, who did I take to prom?
You took Steve Jobs to prom. You were the first gay couple to go to prom. You little queer, after that you went to make out point and jerked each other off. Spread applesauce over each other's assholes and you still call him Steve Hand Jobs.
Okay, are these real or are they fake?
Well, judging by the rest of your skank ass, I would say they're fake. Just like your lips, hair, eyes, nose, ass, personality, and your orgasms.
When is my dad going to get out of jail, and what did he do?
Judging by your Down syndrome features, your dad cooked meth. He is a piece of shit. He hosts all of soup kitchens with homeless chicks in the back of a Volkswagen. He will be released when Tyrone is done using his ass as a depository. So I would say 13 years.
Yo, Dove, how big is my dick, son?
Judging by that fine dime piece you have dangling on your dick, you must be hung like a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex. Your penis brings nothing but damage to whatever it touches. I bet your chick's shit looks like beef stroganoff, hamburger helper style.
All right, then who's going to be the next president of the United States if you know so much?
Well, as long as you are. And a legal Mexican. From another country. Black. A betchy cunt. Or a Jew. You have a good chance. I hope you have all been amazed by my ability to manipulate statistics. I hope you country inbred motherfuckers all flip your Ford F-150s over while your redneck daughters suck your cocks. Thank God for therapy.
Oh, man. All right. And with that one,
we got Ninja.
We are back. Ninja, you're live, Ninja. We got about 9 minutes left. What's up, Ninja?
Good evening, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's going on? Hey, first off, did you guys really ask Roberto if he watched the network award show broadcasted in English?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I thought I was getting feedback or something.
No, he used the SAP picture on his TV.
Okay, all right. The next thing, I wanted to go over a few of the things you guys were talking about tonight. First of all, drastic steps to change the world? Radical ways to change the world.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Are we ruling out genocide? Because I know...
Anything you want, because I was thinking the same thing, except I was thinking about stupid people to be genocide.
I know two large-minded gentlemen that gave it a shot in the past, but I mean... We are in America, and I do believe in three strikes and you're out, you know? And also, I'm going to throw one out there to you guys. What do you think about anthrax and unemployment checks?
I think that maybe if you want to start controlling this population, you better start sending some anthrax in the unemployment checks. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be a good one. Or maybe in the welfare check.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, and I want to agree. I don't want to just completely bash on Roberto because I do agree with him at the pointlessness of NASCAR. And it's a waste of money. I mean, they're so expensive. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars for them to just circle. And I would much rather them pay an athlete that's actually doing something than to spend millions and millions per car. And it's just really pointless.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a fucking loop-de-loop-de-loop, woohoo, yay, we all drove in circles. Did you like that? Good, because next week we're doing the same fucking thing. Step on up.
It's never
going to
change.
No.
Yeah. Okay, and let's see here. As far as Charlie Sheen is concerned, I mean, that's pretty much I guess I could say white American man's idol. Who doesn't want to, snort coke by the pound, sleep in dumpsters, choke hookers, you know what I mean? And then still have a network, a network primetime show. You know, that's just the American dream, you know?
Ninja, I will have to, the only part I'll have to challenge you on that is that I think Charlie Sheen is the white man's vice president because Bill Clinton is the white man's president. He is every white man's. You can be the president of the United States and get sucked off by a fat chick, lie about it. He comes out with a cum stain on her dress, and you still lie about it, and you go, oh, oral sex is considered sex? You know what? Yeah, bitch, he was doing coke while he was banging her, too. I bet he just told Monica to shut the fuck up and do some coke.
I love it.
Yeah,
all right,
he was...
And as far as the bros are concerned, I mean, my irritation with that is first of all, I've been saying bro and drinking Coors Original for like 15 years, and these bastards, I mean, it's really like, it started in like the mid to late 90s, there was that big dirt bike phase and everyone, the metal militia was starting with Krusty's Dirt Demons or whatever and all that, and these 80-pound dirt bike nerds and washed up skinheads, they kind of like commingled in the early 2000s, and they kind of started this whole like gay like pro thing, and it really kind of pisses me off, and I agree with the frustration behind it,
Yeah, definitely, because I find myself saying the word bro because I've said it my whole life as well. Hey, what's up, bro? And I like Coors Original as well. I don't down. I don't talk trash about too many beers. I like them. But it's just funny how they all fit into kind of this mold, and I'm sure everybody
everybody, you could pick out, I don't know, at least 10 bros at the store, and everybody knows at least 5 or 6, 7 bros or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But you know, I don't care about the ones that are the cool ones. The cool ones are, you know, that's cool with me if they want to wear whatever they want to wear. I'm not dogging on that. I'm just talking about the ones that are on these damn reality TV shows that really piss me off, you know? It's like, oh, I'm a pro and I'm fucking awesome. And I'm like, dude, you're just like everybody else that you hate. You're just like all the
And everybody idolizes them, and they're the coolest thing around.
Yeah.
How come I wasn't the coolest thing around? I said bro and fucking chugged beers and rode dirt bikes, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's the white man's cool. You have, you know, all the black guys had the rap and, you know, gangsters and stuff like that, and that's cool to idolize. And, you know, we had dirt bike riders and golfers, and golfers aren't that appealing, so I guess we got to go with dirt bike riders.
Oh, yeah. And a quick one on white men jumping. White men don't need to jump. We just pay minorities to do it.
Oh, that is good. That is, oh, man. And we pay
reason for us to risk pulling a hamstring or something. There's plenty of able-bodied minorities out there to risk their health.
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, Ninja, you want to introduce us into the fuck-offs? You want to give a fuck-off? You got a fuck-off to say?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and just say a big fuck-off to anyone who hates Charlie Sheen. That's going to be my one fuck-off.
I like that fuck-off. Fuck-off there, Ninja. We have next week we have a big, big show lined up. We've just found out that we can dial out here on the show. So we are going to have a big, big show lined up next week. I've got a ton of ideas for this shit. We're going to be calling, our local businesses here and kind of screwing with them a little bit here. So I hope you can join us definitely for that, Ninja. We'll probably have you come on and talk to them as well. That would be awesome.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Yeah, next week we're going to do that. We're going to get some, I don't want to say they're prank calls, but they're just calls asking general questions. And, you know, maybe...
you think we could have Roberto call the VFW?
No, Roberto is going to call the VFW, yeah. Roberto's calling the VFW. Ninja will have you call somewhere. And we're going to think of a couple to call as well. And we're really going to get with the... You know, we're going to have a killer show lined up for next week. Killer show.
Well, great show tonight, guys. I loved it, and I'll be checking in with you guys every week.
Cool. Right on, Ninja. Thanks for coming on, buddy. And that leads me in. Roberto, you've got about a minute or so left. Are you there, Roberto?
Yes, I am here. And you should read the website. Thank you, Ninja. Now I don't have to stab you. It's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't stab you twice a week.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that, Roberto.
You know, bro, I try to be good, bro. You know, bro? And No. First, I want to say fuck to Valentine's Day. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck that day. Is that a lot of money, no money, you know, no women. That's fine. And also, thank you. I wrote on your chat. I may be moving. I may be in and out. But next week I'll call. I should be back in Washington, and find new work because here La Migra's here, and I gotta go.
Very true. Then you can watch the reality TV Axemen up there, Roberto.
You might be on Axemen.
You could be on Axemen, Roberto. I want to see you on Axemen. Gosh damn it.
Axeman.
Yes, that's where you cut down a whole bunch of trees and shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe they want, big Mexican. I can cut. I know how to use knife, you know. I grew up in, Mexico. We use knife, machete, and,
Same thing, just on a lot larger scale.
Yeah, you're not hunting the predator. You're cutting down trees. You need a chainsaw, buddy.
Yeah, you need a chainsaw. I know it's a white man's tool, but you'll learn how to use it. Don't worry. You'll be good.
Okay.
You'll be good.
No problem. Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll miss you, buddy.
We'll miss you, buddy. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. You're going to call the VFW next week, Roberto.
Oh, okay.
Perfect, perfect. That'll be a nice farewell present for Roberto here on the show. Well, he'll be coming in and out. I don't want to say farewell, but for a while we might not be hearing from him. So he's going to call the VFW and ask a couple questions. So that's going to be excellent, excellent, excellent. So leading into our fuck-offs, we have just a couple more minutes remaining here. I just want to say fuck off in general to corporate America. I can name a million off the top of my head, but I'm sick of your guys' Facebooks. Don't fucking Facebook me with your corporate America cock block bullshit. Hey, Starbucks has fucking happy hour for coffee. Guess what? Go fuck yourself. I don't need happy. If I need a happy hour for a fucking coffee, we've got a problem, okay? Happy hours for beers and shit like that, shit that's expensive, shit that gets us fucked up. Happy hour for coffee is stupid and ridiculous. You put it on your fucking Facebook status again, I'm going to call you the biggest soft and wet pussy I've ever seen in my life. Don't put it on again. Fuck off.
Yeah, I think my fuck off this week, as I alluded to early on in the show, is going to be dedicated to these stupid motherfuckers who finally stole the exhaust off of my fucking truck. You know what, guys? I got my fucking truck parked somewhere. It's got my laptop. It's got clothes. It's got personal possessions in there. And motherfuckers are chop shops on wheels, and they roll up and they steal my motherfucking catalytic converters, causing me a whole bunch of fucking headache, a big pain in the fucking ass, and me having to figure out other solutions to actually try to accomplish goals I only do because cocksuckers are pricks. You know what? Fuck off, assholes, with steal from other people fucking doing all this shit. Go to fucking hell. Suck my dick. Fuck off.
Thank you guys again for listening this week. Next week we're joining you. We got a lot of stuff on the table. We're going to come hard with two really, really good skits next week. We're going to think them out. And we're also going to be calling local businesses here. We're going to have Ninja call. Hans himself is going to call. Andrew is going to call. We're all going to call a couple local businesses, ask them some questions. It'll be live on the air. You don't want to miss that. Email me, reflectiveradio@hotmail.com, if you guys want us to call somewhere. If you guys want a joke, you want us to call your buddy, whatever. They won the Ed McMahon $1 million sweepstakes. I don't give a shit. We'll call them and we'll tell them that. Fuck it. So whatever you want, email reflectiveradio@hotmail.com. We have another special guest coming on next week. He'll be on here next week. So we look forward to listening to him. His name's Byron. So be looking out for him next week. I don't know what he's going to bring to the table, but he has a show as well, so he can bring some insights to the table, and it'll be awesome to see him. So thank you, everybody who listened, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.